That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Miles Nervine and Alka-Seltzer. Well, Lum and Abner's plans to get rid of Miss Hartford by not being able to pay her salary failed when she announced that she had the store out of the red and back on a paying basis. And furthermore, she's decided to do some remodeling and repainting in the Jot'em Down store. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. More. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in the Jot'em Down store resting after some heavy work. Listen.
Oh, my aching back. My aching back.
Well, why don't you sit down for a minute, Lum? If your back's bothering you so much, just sit down and take it easy now.
Well, we ain't half done with shoving this stuff around, and Miss Hartford said we were supposed to get everything moved away from the walls so as the painters could start in.
I know she did, but what does she want to paint this place in here for? Don't it looks all right to me the way it is. It
does to me, too, but she said it has to be painted, and I reckon that's that.
Oh, my back, it's killing me.
Well, I still don't see why you don't sit down and rest a little. If I see her coming, Lum, I'll let you know. I'll watch for her, honest I will.
Yeah, I believe I will.
Yeah, sit down there and take it easy.
I'm wore to a frazzle. Wore to a frazzle.
Well, just rest now.
Abner, I just can't stand this much longer. I think what I've got is a saprochiliac.
Well, it...
That's what's wrong with my back, a saprochiliac.
Well, no wonder it's killing you.
No, it's terrible. Man, my condition ought to be down in bed, actually.
Yeah, well, just what is that suffering celiac?
Saphrochiliac.
Oh, well, whatever it is, what's the name of it? What is it?
Well, that's one of the vitamins in your spinal column gets thrown out of kilter.
When one of the what?
The vitamin. No, wait a minute. One of the vertebrae. That's what I mean, I think.
Did one of your vertebrae break?
Must have.
Well, now, just exactly what are they?
Well, they're like, let's see. You saw a banana stalk, ain't you?
Banana stalk?
Yeah, with all the bananas off of it, I mean.
Oh, my, did you swallow one of them things?
Oh, of course not, silly.
Well, how did it get in your spinal columns then?
It never. I never swallowed no banana stalk.
Well, what'd you do, just eat the bananas off of it? You ought to have known better than to eat that many lungs.
I don't even eat bananas.
Well, what was you doing eating them all off the stalk, then?
Oh, I mean, it looked like that.
Who does?
A banana stalk in my spinal column.
Oh, you poor fella. Doggett, I better call Doc Miller right away and get him over here, Lum, and let him take a look at you.
No, Abner, don't call Doc Miller.
Better call him before it's too late now, Lum.
Your spinal column looks like a banana stalk, too.
Mine?
Why, sure.
Well, you know I ain't been feeling my level best lately. Reckon I caught it from you?
No, everybody's spinal column looks like a banana stalk.
Law me. Must be an epidemic going around. What do you reckon I ought to do for it, Law?
Ain't nothing you can do for it.
Oh, deadly stuff, huh? Just have to wait your time out. Doggett, everything happens to us, Law. Mom, I better lay down. I'm a sick man.
Abner,
I don't feel
get
good.
Get up from there. You ain't sick. I'm the one that's feeling bad.
Well, you just got a worse case of it than I have, Law. I'll get worse later on. I know I will.
No, you won't, Abner.
You're just saying that, trying to make me feel good. That's what you're doing.
No, I ain't. This ain't nothing you can catch.
Huh?
All I meant was that one of the vertebrae in my spinal column slipped out of joint on account of all this heavy lifting Miss Hartford's having us do.
Well, I must have it, too, then, because I've lifted just as much stuff as you have. Fact is, I've lifted more, Lum.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it at all.
Yeah, all them heavy feed sacks there, you wanted me to lift them because you said the dust from that feed bothered your asthma, so I lifted every one of them sacks of feed.
Well, that does, too.
Yeah, I thought I ain't a-complaining. I don't want your asthma to get no worse, but...
Why don't we let Miss Hartford do that lifting?
Well, that's what we ought to do. But how are you going to get her to do it?
That woman is going to kill us if we don't get shut of her.
Oh, yeah.
I don't ever recollect working as hard in my life as we've had to for the last week.
Well, I don't as long. Let's just think of some way to get her out of here. That idea we had yesterday never worked at all. That sounded like a good one, but it never worked.
Well, she mixed us up there.
Yeah.
I thought surely she'd quit when we told her we couldn't pay her wages, but And then she come in here and said we was back on a cash base, so everybody could start drawing their wages again.
Yeah. Reckon how she ever talked Ezra Seastrunk into paying her cash money for all that livestock that she taking in on the bills that way.
I don't know. Looks like she can talk anybody into anything.
Either talk them into it or threaten them into it, one.
All I know is we ain't bankrupted no more.
No, Dad, blame it. We're the unluckiest two fellers in this whole world.
Yeah, we get all the bad breaks, it looks like.
If it ain't one thing, it's another. Uh-oh. There it comes, too.
Is Miss Hartford coming back?
No. Cedric, we hump.
Oh, well, Cedric's all right.
Yeah, but you know what he'll say. He'll start asking why you ain't been over there coaching the football team. Telling you how much they need you since Miss Emmeline's taken over the coaching job herself and all that.
Yeah, well, it is a shame them boys can't have a regular man coach. A woman's place definite ain't on the football diamond.
The way the women folks are running this town, I think their place is anywhere. Howdy, Cedric. Come on in.
Onward, Pine Ridge. Onward, Cedric. Hail to the pink and green. Howdy, fellas.
For the land's sake, Cedric, what in the world have you got on there?
It's my sweater.
Sweater?
Yeah, ain't that the prettiest pink you ever seen? Got it on account of our school colors, you know, pink and green.
Oh?
My football sweater.
Well, where's the green? I don't see none of that, Cedric.
Oh, that's on the back of my sweater. Looky here, see?
Yeah, turn around a little more. Well, I do know.
Can you read what it says?
Yeah, look there, Lom. Cedric Weehunt, Star Possum.
Looks good, don't it?
What's that number there, Cedric, that there 72 on there?
Oh, that means class of 72.
Oh.
That's when I aim to graduate from high school. With good luck, that is.
Well, do all the fellas on the team wear sweaters like that now, Cedric?
No, Mom, just a star player of the team.
Oh, I see.
And that's me.
Yeah.
Clarabel knitted it for me. Boy.
Did she sew that printing on the back there, too?
No, Mom, that was my own idea.
Yeah, I figured something like that.
Yeah, I had my mama put that on there. Just look at that sweater, though. That's mitten. That's what I mean, brother.
Well, there's a lot of it, I'll say that for it. Comes might nigh down to your knees. I thought you had a bathrobe on when you first walked in here, Cedric.
Well, it's a long one.
Yeah, she put plenty of yarn in that, I'll say that for it.
She ain't selfish.
No, that's
it's got a concealed change pocket, too, but I don't use it.
Well, why don't you?
Because I can't reach it. It's down too far.
Oh, yeah, I see now. That would give you a little trouble there.
Well, Clarabelle must feel different towards you now if she went to all the bother to knit that sweater for you.
Oh, she does. I'm her hero now.
Yeah.
Fact is, I'm the hero of practical every girl in school.
Is that right?
Oh, Mr. Abner, I'll tell you, boy. I'll tell you.
Well, good for you, Sandy.
And you know what?
No. What?
Don't tell this to nobody.
Oh, I won't breathe it to a soul. Don't worry about that, Cedric.
I heard Winifred Redfield say that I was her swoon goon.
Swoon goon?
Yes, ma. Boy.
Well, is that good, Cedric?
Well, it ain't bad.
A funny sounding name.
Boy, am I glad I taken up football. It's made me more popular than my Social Security card, even. Oh, brother, am I living.
Well, looking at you in that sweater, it's sort of hard to say, Cedric.
Reet.
Yeah. What'd you say?
I said reet. Don't ask me what it means, though. Well, I better be getting over to football practice. They can't do nothing there without the star player. Little old yours truly.
Oh.
By the way, Cedric, how is Miss... how's the new coach coming along?
Oh, Miss Emmeline's just doing dandy fine. She just tells the other fellers to throw the ball to me, and that's all they are to it.
Oh.
Well, don't any of the players miss their former coach?
Oh, who do you mean, Mr. Lum?
Never mind, just skip it.
Oh, better get out of here.
What's the trouble now, Cedric?
There goes a bunch of girls across the street.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Well, I better get over there so they can see me. I'm their hero, and they're all in love with me, you know.
Oh, naturally, yeah.
Got to catch up with them and ask them if they want my autograph.
Yeah, that'd be nice, obviously.
Awful strain on me, but that's what I get for being so wonderful. So long.
So long, Cedric. For the land's sakes alive. I've never saw such a change in a boy in my life.
Oh, that done it. That done it.
I just can't imagine some girl being in love with him.
Well, that's sort of the way love is. Blind, you know.
It must be blind if they're in love with Cedric.
Everybody falls in love sometime or other with somebody.
Even Miss Hartford?
Even her. It could happen to her, I think.
Well, I don't know, Lum. Seems to me that if you're going to fall in love,
now, Granny, wait a minute. Huh? I believe I got another idea.
Now, wait a minute, Lum. You ain't going to fall in love again, are you?
I ain't, but Miss Hartford is.
Huh?
That's the answer to our problem. We can't get shut of her till her 6 months are up, but if we can get her to fall in love, she'll forget all about running the store and everything else.
Yeah, but, Lum, who in the world can we get her to fall in love with?
I don't know, but there's a man Summers in Pine Ridge that's heading for a big romance. All we got to do is to find him.
Men of Pine Ridge, beware. Cupid Lum is out with his bow and arrow. Now, what next? Well, join us again in our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge.